Martin Rolfe, Chief Executive of NATS, the air traffic control provider, who is on the line now. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Can I say, first of all, thanks for coming on, because often people don't in these circumstances, and don't face the music, as it were, and you've chosen to, which we appreciate and people listening will appreciate. But the challenge there is that, frankly, you're doing a pretty awful job and you ought not to be in it for much longer.
Well, thank you, Justin, for the opportunity to come on. I think I'd like to start, as you might expect, by apologising to everyone who's been impacted by the issue that we had yesterday that's running on into today in terms of the recovery. I absolutely understand the frustration. There is nothing we hate more than delaying people and not allowing them to get to their destination. It disrupts airports, it disrupts airlines, and we absolutely take accountability and responsibility for that. That is our job. But our job is also to make sure that people stay safe. We never do this lightly. We only ever do it when there is an issue that cannot be resolved quickly, and we have to take action to make sure that those who are flying, who are in the air at the time, are safe. And then when we can restore these complex, incredibly complex systems, we do so as quickly as we possibly can, but completely with an eye to safety.
You mentioned accountability. That's the point from the person we just heard from Wizz Air, who says again and again these things go wrong and there isn't any accountability, and that's why you're still doing your job. And incidentally, very well paid for it and given a pay rise as well last year in spite of other things that have gone wrong. That's what seems to be upsetting quite a few of the airlines.
I think in all of these situations, you know, we are in a critical national infrastructure business where safety is our priority, and it runs 24/7. It runs, you know, every single day of the year, every minute of the day, every minute of the night. It is never quiet in UK skies. Inevitably, things do go wrong in complex systems. We never want them to. We always hope they won't, but we absolutely plan for them to and make sure we handle them properly.
Do they go as wrong in other countries?
Absolutely. In fact, I would say the UK has one of the best reputations in the world for its air traffic control service, both from a safety perspective and from a resilience perspective.
Right, so that's really interesting, because one of the things I think we say to ourselves is that a lot of our infrastructure is underperforming, to put it mildly. You're saying, actually, although what happened yesterday did happen, actually, what, that we still have a very good and properly functioning air traffic control system?
Absolutely, and not to take away any of the frustrations and disappointment from the people who haven't been able to travel, but we do have one of the best systems and one of the best services in the world, and that's consistently recognised globally.
Do we just have to put up with this stuff then?
So I would never sit in this position and say we should put up with it. I think my job and that of my team is to make sure these things are happen as rarely as possible, that we invest in the right technology as we do, and we invest a lot of money in technology to make sure these happen as infrequently as possible, but also that when these things happen, our focus is on making sure that everybody stays safe, and it is a combination of those two things that is really my priority.
So do we invest enough? I suppose that's the other question, because NATS is, what, half-owned by the government, isn't it? So it's quite a complicated procedure. Is NATS, never mind your position, is NATS actually, as an organisation, properly set up in a way that delivers the kind of investment we need?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, NATS was actually a partial privatisation 25 years ago, and since that point it's had access to funding. We've invested way more than $1 billion in technology over that time. Our service has consistently improved. Our safety has consistently improved from a very good base. But all of those things don't detract from the fact that when these things happen, it is disappointing and upsetting, for which I apologise. We do our very best all of the time to make sure that people can travel, and we only ever delay them when we want to make sure that they stay completely safe.
And just turning finally to what actually happened, is it clear to you at the moment what it was? And presumably, are you ruling out that it was a cyber attack? It is something that just went wrong.
Obviously, we will be doing a very, very thorough and full investigation. We have at this point ruled out cyber. We don't believe it was a cyber attack. Obviously, my focus and that of the team has been on both getting our system operating back up normally, which it is now. But there's obviously a huge tail to the disruption, and we'll be working on that through the course of today. And then obviously our attention will turn to exactly what's happened in this particular incident. What I will say is I don't believe we've ever seen an incident happen more than once. So this will be something different that we've never seen in 50 years of operation.
And something that you believe, or do you not believe, was dealt with as quickly as it could have been? Because that has been a criticism in the past, hasn't it? That the right engineer was working from home and wasn't able to do this. And in this case, are you convinced, are you going to tell the Transport Secretary today that everything was done as quickly as it could be?
Absolutely. We had everybody on site. Everybody was in the right place. We had all the engineers in place. We had our various various partners from software industries and so on all on hand. So this was resolved as quickly as it could be, but within the limits of making sure that it all stayed safe.
Martin Rolfe, Chief Executive of NATS. Thank you.